The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation held a public meeting Tuesday to discuss its healthcare services in Dillingham. The meeting came several months after the Chulalong tribe said it was withdrawing from BBHC because of its concerns about patient care and the corporation's administration. First, a little background. The Chulalong tribe is the largest of the 28 Alaska Native tribes that currently authorize BBAHC to provide care to their members through a contract with the Indian Health Service. In the fall of 2018, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found that the Kanakanak Hospital Pharmacy in Dillingham, which is managed by the corporation, was putting patients at risk of harm or death. CMS put the pharmacy in immediate jeopardy status. In November of 2018, the Chulalong tribe passed a resolution authorizing the council to leave the corporation if its concerns were not addressed. The hospital was deemed compliant a few months later, but the Chulalong tribe said that it had difficulty working with BBAHC. In May, it issued a resolution to withdraw from the corporation. For the past several months, Chulalong and the corporation have been negotiating that withdrawal. The earliest it could take effect would be in May. A major issue is that Chulalong feels that it does not have enough say in BBHC's operations. First Chief Thomas Tilden says that they hope to come to an agreement with BBHC that will allow them to stay, but that there are issues that need to be fixed. Tilden says that the health corporation is currently structured so that the executive committee has the most power, undercutting tribes' effectiveness on the board.
The executive board basically has all to say in regards to how the services are provided and what the priorities are. We, as the largest tribe in Bristol Bay, had no seat on the executive board. We had a number of members that have tried to get onto the executive committee and basically could not make it on that board.
He pointed out that the members of the executive committee come from communities whose populations make up just under a quarter of the entire region. Chulalong Second Chief Gayla Hossett spoke at BBAHC's public meeting Tuesday. She stressed that the tribe's first priority is health care. She also pointed to what she sees as structural problems in the hospital's administration.
If you serve on the full board, you have no say of what that executive committee does. None. That's a problem. That's backwards. It's a backwards pyramid.
One of the main questions is whether the tribe's withdrawal would affect patient care. Robert Clark, the health corporation's CEO and president, said at the meeting they didn't yet know what it would mean for residents of Dillingham.
It is possible that the final withdrawal agreement will result in Chulalong members and perhaps other beneficiaries who live in Dillingham no longer have access to BBHC services. We are months away from knowing for certain if Chulalong will pull out and what the final agreement will look like.
Brenda Acklecock is a member of the Chulalong Tribal Council. She said she was worried about the speed of the action.
I'm just really worried that people are going to suffer if there's not enough time and enough effort put into it by both parties to do the type of transition where people aren't going to get hurt or they quit going down to get care.
According to BBHC's attorney, Jeff Stromer, if the tribe decided to put the entirety of its IHS funds toward a new healthcare program, BBHC could charge IHS beneficiaries who wanted to continue using hospital services.
It's unclear right now how much money might leave the system and what programs, functions, services, and activities might go along with that money that Chulalong is going to take.
First Chief Tilden said that in order for IHS to approve a withdrawal, the tribe has to have a plan in place for health care.
There will be no diminishment of care to the residents of Chulalong or other tribes or people receiving services now. That service is going to continue to be administered by, it's just a matter of whom is going to provide that service.
BBHC's executive committee and the full board will meet with the Chulalong Tribal Council next month to continue mediation. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.